Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
CinemaSins has a fan club. It's called the Sin Club, and members get all sorts of things like early episodes, bonus videos, merch discounts, and even monthly bonus podcasts. Membership starts at $3 a month, and you can sign up now at patreon.com/CinemaSins.
I like the way you say that about that, but not about the anal probing.
Welcome to SinCast, presented by CinemaSins.
All right, everybody, welcome to the SinCast. This is Chris Atkinson from CinemaSins, joined by Jonathan Watkins.
Hello, hello.
And today we have a very special guest. It's writer-director Ryan Kruger, who has made a movie called Fried Berry, coming out on DVD and Blu-ray on October 5th. Ryan, welcome.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. So this movie is obviously pretty crazy, right? So what was your inspiration for this movie?
It is a pretty crazy movie. I think I always refer to this movie as an experience, but my inspiration for the movie, I don't know, like I love a lot of 80s cinema. That, you know, there's a many references and little Easter eggs, you know, throughout the movie. But I mean, for me as a first time feature film director, I just really wanted to make something that would, you know, that stands out and to be remembered. And whether you love this movie or hate this movie, you'll remember this movie and you will talk about this movie.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, you got to tell us about Gary Green, who is the star of this movie. He's fantastic. He is able to contort his face in a million different directions, and he's got the perfect look for this movie. Tell us about him, because he's fascinating to me.
Yeah, Gary Green, he is the man of the hour. I think you know, originally in 2017 I shot the 3-minute experimental, also called Fried Berry, and I've worked with Gary over the years, but when I got this idea to do this movie and how I was going to make this movie and shoot this movie, I knew that Gary would be perfect for it. He has that very unique, very interesting look, and I love characters. And I think the one big thing for me was, which was quite interesting, was Gary's actually not an actor. You know, that's not his background. So it was a very interesting way, you know, how I was going to shoot this film. And the ironic thing is that, you know, his character is, you know, he's like this kid who sponges up, you know, all this information that, you know, all these characters that he meets along the way in his journey. But at the same time, working with Gary, that there was, because he's not that trained actor, you know, I didn't want him to learn anything or preempt anything throughout the making process of the movie. So 30 to 40 minutes before filming, I would only tell him then, this is what we are doing today. So he didn't know what we were doing until we were actually doing it, because I needed that clean slate every day so he wouldn't pre-attempt anything. And then it would probably take me longer to get rid of that stuff and get him to exactly where I wanted him. But going back to the ironic thing was his character mimicking all these characters that he meets at the same time, you know, directing Gary. You know, I didn't let him do any improv, because the movie is Fried Berry and it relies on this guy to, you know, to hold the film. And that was the, you know, the biggest challenge for me. But I was on like the side of the camera where I'll be like, okay, Gary, copy me, do my face. Okay, now do this. Now give me this face. Now copy this face. And, you know, I was doing that in a sense of, you know, I shoot for the edit. So at the same time, I'm editing the head, editing the movie in my head. And then I'm like, okay, I've got this shot of this character saying this. And now I need this reaction, this reaction, this reaction. And to hit those comedy beats, I need this, mm-hmm. this, and this. So that's how we played it, like, you know, all the way through the movie. But nobody could have done this better than him. As I said, I cast him because of his look. And that's, you know, that's obviously like a major part of it. And, you know, it was all these little things that had to fit hand in hand. When I thought of the story and I thought of using Gary and the thought of the character, it's like I didn't want him to have dialogue because he's not a trained actor, so I didn't want him to try and learn all this stuff or try and do this, and I knew I wouldn't be able to pull that off. So the great thing was when I had this character and when he does have lines, it's great because he's just mimicking somebody else, and even if it comes across bad, it's okay. He's an alien. So, you know, it makes sense, you know?
It's a reminiscent of, you know, the first Terminator movie, right? Where Arnold Schwarzenegger comes down and he copies all these different things, you know, fuck you, asshole, and all that. You know, it's pretty great. By the way, had you ever seen Brother from Another Planet? Have you ever seen that movie before?
Somebody told me about it after they saw Fry Barry, and then I checked in it, and it did look. Yeah, it did look kind of familiar. I think I saw it like a long time ago, like a long, long, mm-hmm. long time ago. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, these two movies are only have just one similarity, and that's, you know, the human like alien that wanders around town and notices things about the world and everything. And that's the sort of the interesting thing about your movie is that as quote unquote weird as Barry might be, he blends into this world pretty well. Like, he fits in. It's not like he's any weirder than anybody else, right?
No, exactly. And I think that's the thing with, again, coming back to the story and this character, that he lives in a certain area where there's all these rough characters and there's all these crazy people. So, you know, and then when obviously the alien takes over his body, obviously, he's in this area. He's going to bump into some people that he knows and knows that he's a drug addict, mm-hmm. and go to some of the places that he may go to, or some of the dodgy places that, you know, that he hasn't been to. But at the same time, and this is the interesting thing about the film, is that, you know, the films are very much an experience, you know, and you know, there's, even though the story is very simple, you know, about a heroin addict that gets abducted by aliens. The body, the alien takes this human body on a joyride through Cape Town. You know, it's almost like this road trip movie, but without the car, and Barry's the car. But at the same time, with all that happening at the same time, it is this experience for the audience to sit there and be, you know, as Barry or with Barry going on this journey. But that being said, you know, there is a lot of depth within the movie where, you know, it's the dark side of humanity. It's how crazy society is. And it's not the alien that's crazy. It's us. It's we are the crazy ones. And we do some fucked up things. You know, we do crazy things. And when you really look at our lives and the stuff that we do, it's pathetic and stupid and funny. So, you know, there's all those elements that, you know, that are there. Like, we're complicated human beings, you know?
Absolutely. You know, there's a bunch of fun sequences in this movie. My favorite has to be the alien abduction scene. And it's funny to me that when we watch it as an audience, it looks like insane and everything. It may have been very mundane for you to shoot this, for all of that, all I know. But was that fun to shoot, that alien abduction scene and all the probing and everything that was going on?
Yeah. It was actually one of my favorite scenes to shoot. I was really looking forward to that, because you know, with that scene, I could get really, you know, get really creative of, as you know, with the film, but you can get really creative of how we do stuff, and I think that scene in particular couldn't really show off my style of what I want to do, and also, you know, while I'm thinking of all that, it's also the sound design that I had in mind while I'm shooting, you know, shooting this scene. But yeah, it's funny, like, because I mean, we've seen a lot of alien abductions in movies, and you know, for one, a little reference that I had a little reference with was Fire in the Sky, you know, that 90s movie. But the funny thing is, in alien abduction movies, they always hint that there's like anal probing and stuff like that. And I'm like, well, you know, we should show it. Like, like, why shouldn't we show it? And it for me, it's not a shock factor, or you might be shocked or surprised that you see it, but we all know that story, but we never see it. You're like, we never see it. Why don't we ever see it? So it's just like, you know, it'd be interesting to, you know, it's not like I'm doing a close up on the asshole where it goes in or anything like that, but it's a visual. I actually love that image. And it sounds funny saying that, but I actually love that image just because of the lighting and the textures of, you know, that shot. I mean, even when I framed up that shot, I was like laughing my head off. And I was looking at the monitor, and my DP said, "Dude, what are you laughing at?" And I'm like, "Like, look at what we're making this poor guy do." You know what I mean? So it was, it was fun. It was fun.
I appreciated it. I mean, I know what you're saying. It's just, it's different. It's, you know, we've seen a lot of these scenes. You know, we had, you know, 10 seasons of X-Files or whatever with a lot of these scenes. And so it was just cool to see something that I've never seen before in that type of sequence. It was interesting. Yeah.
There's a scene in there too, that are going to make men squirm quite a bit too when they see it, because I won't describe what happens, but it's going to be one of those things where you're just going to be like, you're going to be moving away from the screen when it happens.
I like the way you say that about that, but not about the anal probing.
yeah that's completely
that's okay.
Normal too.
That's okay. That's normal. That's all right. It's, yeah, you know, each to their own. It's all good, but I prefer this than that.
Yeah. Yeah. Could you talk about this is I guess this is a random question, but it's an interesting thing that you put in here. You have a mime or a street performer or something like that that kind of shows up throughout the movie and everything. Was this just some more weirdness that you wanted to add, or was there did you have a sort of a meaning that you wanted to express with it?
Yeah, well, there's my meaning, and then I also wanted to leave it up to the audience to figure out, you know, who is this guy. And the actor Sadiq that played that part, you know, he actually dresses like that every day. He actually dresses with the hat and the clothes that he always wears. And for me, Sadiq was that very much the in-betweener between the aliens and the humans. So every time he comes into it, it's like it's before he gets abducted, or it's when he needs to go back home. So I've always looked at him as the middleman between the aliens and the humans. And he's probably got some thing going on between both of them. And maybe he's an alien as well. So yeah, I've always put it there where he's the middleman, making sure that everything, you know, goes on. And then when it's time to go back home, it's almost like he starts to appear again. And he's like, you know, you got to go back now. You know, you got to make your way back. And sadly, just on that note, that actor Sadiq, he actually passed away 2 weeks ago as well, sadly. But he was in his 80s.
Mm-hmm. Oh wow, that's too bad. He obviously offered a lot to your film and everything. So that was
Again, just like I love characters. So he was just another brilliant, you know, unique looking character, and he had so much you know, presence. Originally, I met him at there's a very old school cinema here in Cape Town, and he used to work at the cinema. And years ago, I met him, and I was like, as soon as I saw this guy, I was like, I'm going to put him in a movie. Like, he has to be in a movie. Like, he looks like he should be in some, like, David Lynch movie or something, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
For certain, yeah. You seem to be, it's funny. This movie is obviously, it's like, it's a crazy sort of trip of drugs and sex and violence and all this, but there does seem to be some pretty good messages in here. I mean, it looks like that the Barry, the alien, is a kind hearted soul throughout this whole thing. And he actually has to learn violence in this movie, before he can actually, cause there's some scenes where he needs to, or else he's toast and everything. Was that sort of some of the messages that you were looking for in this movie?
Yeah. I mean, you know, there was a big difference between, you know, the character of the drug addict to, you know, to the alien. So, you know, when the movie starts and you know it's about this guy, straight away, like, this guy's a bastard. You know, he's horrible to his wife, he's horrible to his kid, he's a drug addict, he doesn't, you know, he really doesn't care. And it's like, how are we going to love this character, because he's a bad guy. So, and then, you know, when he gets abducted by aliens, he's still a bad guy. You know, as you're watching, you're thinking, okay, now he's a bad guy, now he's like, you know, shit's going to go down, and he is definitely a bad guy. And, you know, when he goes to the nightclub that night and he brings back that girl back, you think, oh shit, what is he going to do? And it's completely opposite to what you think he's going to do. And that's the thing. And it, you know, in the end, he's, you know, he's that, he's the hero of the movie, you know? And as I said, he's like this kid, he's just the sponge. He's learning, you know, he's learning as he's going along. But, you know, it's like when he gets beaten up, you're like, oh no, not Barry. You know, you feel, you end up feeling for him, and you end up reaching for him. And that's why I also think, like, you know, the heart of the movie is also his wife, just, you know, bringing him back down to earth again and you know, and helping him. And that's why I say, you know, there is a lot of those messages where, you know, how dark, you know, humanity is, and how crazy the society is. And, you know, there's all those little, you know, there's a lot of depth, you know, within the movie. And that's the interesting thing, I think, about this movie, that when, you know, there's so many different reactions to this movie, where somebody can say, oh, just one thing after the next, and then that's it. It's like little shorts. And then there's somebody else will pick up all those details and all the, like, no, but he did this, and then this happened, and then this gets tied up. And, you know, it's showing how, you know, how crazy all these people are in certain areas of your life. And, you know, this film could have been shot in any, you know, in any town in the world. And no matter where you live, there's always a dodgy part of town. There's always a town that you wouldn't walk at, like, 3 a.m. or 12 in the at night, you know. And it's like that anywhere in the world. So in that sense, it was very, you know, universal, where it could be anywhere. But believe it or not, Cape Town is actually a really beautiful place. You would not think so from this movie. I think I probably ruined Cape Town tourism for people coming to South Africa, because most people come to South Africa for the beauty of the country and how many amazing locations that we've got that look like Italy or Spain or Mexico or wherever. But I really wanted to show, you know, Cape Town and in South Africa a different way that we haven't seen it before.
Yeah, I would like to thank Ryan Kruger for giving us his time today. The movie is Fried Barry. It comes out on DVD and Blu-ray on October 5th. Thanks a lot, Ryan, for talking to us.
Cool. Thank you so much for having me, man. And I'm so happy you guys enjoyed the movie. So yeah. Thanks so much.
Very cool. Absolutely. Thank you.
And that's going to do it for this interview. It's Chris Atkinson and Jonathan Watkins. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Comment on our episodes on our SoundCloud page. Check us out on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Reddit. And be sure to visit CinemaSins.com.